physical, especially coming back from the break? You know, what is that like to be?
Definitely different. I mean, it's obviously lots of fun to play, and it's entertaining probably to watch. And, you know, I don't think we had any injuries, and don't want to, you know, obviously knock on wood, but anytime you can kind of get out of that unscathed. But it's one of those games where it's a team bonding experience, I guess, in a way. And definitely has been questioned around our team, you know, throughout this year. So to be able to, how many fights do we have? 5 fights, I think it was today, and 9 PKs or something like that. I mean, to get out of that is obviously not easy to do coming off a break like that.
Coming off a break like that. Sorry, go ahead.
Which thing is just the way special teams on both sides of the park where you have got out?
Our penalty kill was huge. I mean, our power play's been due for a little bit. I mean, it's obviously teams. Excuse me, sorry. I got that Puerto Rican flu going on. Obviously, that you know, teams adjust and do different things to shut our power play down. It goes ups and downs throughout the year, but our penalty kill is the biggest reason why we went tonight. With, you know, starts at Tuca, obviously your best PKer, and then you know, guys making timely blocks, timely clears, and good sticks. I think those are things that you know, give credit to where it's due. That's why I won the game tonight.
And on the power play, Bruce was saying he wanted a little less passing or shorter, quicker passes, and more shooting. And you guys scored twice on the power play there. Feel like that worked out for you guys
today? Yeah, there's still a little bit of bumps and bruises along the way, but you know, coming off a break like that and having a period where you're pretty much on the kill, and then you you go on the power play, you don't really feel the puck at all. So that's something we wanted to focus on. Obviously, get some slop in front of the nets, and I thought we generated a decent amount. Obviously, getting 2 goals is you know, huge in a 2-1 win.
What did you see on the game winner?
Passed coming around the net, and I knew it was coming to me, so I just tried to keep my stick down, and I missed about 500 of those. You can just ask Marshy about that. So, you know, I missed a lot of those this year. So I was just, you know, trying to bear down on my stick and just trying to put it in, maybe catch them going side to side. And I don't even know where it went. I just kind of heard the crowd. So it was nice to see that go in. I mean, obviously, like I said, I think it's my first goal I've scored there. So it's nice to be able to do that.
It's got chippy like an old night in the dark, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. There's a dub ref too, so I was talking. I was like, this reminds me of Swifty versus Brandon, and yeah, it did. And it was, and I was even on the bench. I was like, hey, how many dub guys we got in here? And crickets. So I'm like, oh, BC's in the box, like, you know what I mean? But it was. It definitely reminded me of that.
What was up with the
selling? It was more surprised than anything. I actually went in the nets, and yeah, you're right. No, not necessarily normal. I didn't believe it was in the nets, so that's pretty much how it was.